Blog Talk Radio.
Shepherd, shepherd, gentle shepherd, show me how to go. Help me, guide me to green pastures, through the blinding snow. Let the lambs can go astray. Gentle shepherd, show me how to go. Shepherd, shepherd, gentle shepherd, show me how to go. Help me, guide me to cool waters, when a wild wind blows. Let the lambs can go astray. Let the lambs can lose their way. Shepherd, shepherd, gentle shepherd, show me how.
Now on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they found not the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead?" And then if you would like to just listen to this one, it's Isaiah 31. But I hope you read it too on your own. Isaiah 31, the first two verses. "Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help, who rely on horses, who trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But do not look to the Holy One of Israel, or consult the Lord. And yet he is wise and brings disaster. He does not call back his words, but will arise against the house of evildoers and against the helpers of those who work iniquity." Also verse 3, "The Egyptians are man and not God. Their horses are flesh and not spirit. When the Lord stretches out his hand, the helper will stumble, and he who is helped will fall. They will all perish together." And then Colossians 3, in that, keep that open. And I'm going to read just the first three verses for starters. Remember, we sang these verses already. If you then have been raised up with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on things that are on the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. I read also verse 4. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. So I want to start with a question and ask us, what is your source? What is your source? Where do you look when you have a need? Where do you go for help? In what do we trust? We look at our money and it says, in God we trust, but do we? Or do we trust in the dollar, on which is written, in God we trust? What is our source? What do we trust in? Do we trust in our self-sufficiency? I can do it. I can handle this. Or do we trust in money? Or position? Worldly philosophies? Education. I know. The government. That's who we trust. The Great White Father. That's all we need. Yeah, right. Those women on that Good Friday, or that day we call Good Friday, had watched carefully and had seen where Jesus was buried. Then 3 days later, they go to the cemetery. And as you put all the Gospels together, you discover that their greatest concern is the stone. Who's going to roll this humongous stone away for us? I wonder how many times we've been worried about the stone. That impossible thing. Who's going to roll away the stone? Then finding the stone already rolled away, and the grave is empty, they rather park themselves and stare into this hole in the ground. Waiting for what? I believe the word of the angels is very revealing. Why? Why are you looking in here? Why do you seek that which is living among the dead? Good question, isn't it? And I think God is still asking it of us. Why are you looking here? To his people, God spoke very strongly, sternly, harshly, through the prophet Isaiah. Woe to you who go down to Egypt to find help. Biblically, Egypt is a symbol of the world, the ways of the world. Woe to you who go down to Egypt for help. who rely on horses because they're fast, who rely on horsemen because they are strong. Then notice how God qualifies that woe. He says, you do not seek me, and you do not consult me. See, God hasn't said we can't get help from the world, but we can get help from the world after we've consulted with God. See, it's easy to turn to the world for help, isn't it? Because we've been basically taught the world has an unending supply of whatever we need. And then whatever that is that we needed, you know, by next month, they put out a new edition called New and Improved. What was wrong with the old? Well, because if it's new and improved, I'll buy some more. And yet, look what God says. The world is destroyed, and so are all they who depend on the world. See, it's about consulting God, not about getting help. Sometimes God may send you to the bank, or to the doctor, or to the university, or to whatever, to get something that you need. But only after you consult it with God and you get word from God, this is what you are to do. It's not our first line of action. First we consult God, then we follow His direction. And on that resurrection morning, here's those ladies looking into that hole in the ground. It's dark. It's one of the things I was grateful for when you go into that garden tomb. Thankfully, those who are trying to make money on tourists at least haven't put any electric lights in there. It's still dark. And it's still empty. On that resurrection morning, why did the women come? Well, they came, it says, with spices to anoint the body. Basically, they were going to try to make death look better. But you know, no matter how you dress it up, death is still dead.